is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singenbush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Well, good afternoon to you once again. I'm Jack Kramer on ScoresBroadcast.com, along with Jeremy Plyman, Derek Holding Engineering. Thanks so much to Brandon Coverman, who was with us for game one today. He'll return for our third broadcast. Our second broadcast upcoming, about 17, 18 minutes away, featuring Minster and Troy. Very curious to see how it plays out. D7 Minster, D1 Troy. In our next broadcast coverage of the MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie. We are very late in game two. 1:40 left in the clock. Troy Christian 51, Old Fort 47. Very good basketball game, just like the first one. And we covered the initial game of the day here at the MLK Classic, won by Waynesville over Anna. The final tally was 65-58. And in coverage upcoming, it is Troy and Minster, D1 Troy, D7 Minster. Minster 7-6 on the year, 0-4 in the Midwest Athletic Conference, suffering a 12-point setback to Fort Recovery on Friday night. Previous to that, Minster had nipped Botkins by a score of 46-43. Taking a look at the Troy Trojans on the campaign so far this year. Interesting year for Troy. A couple wins over Sydney. First time in a while that Troy has thumped the Sydney Yellow Jackets in a pair of meetings. The two games came back on December 1 at Sydney, 51-49 Troy. And then on January 9th at Troy, The Yellow Jackets were beaten by the Trojans 57-54. Troy has losses to Greenville once, having split with the Green Wave. A setback of 5 to Butler. They defeated the hands of West Carrollton by 12. Suffered a loss to Bellbrook by 4. 8-5 overall by way of record for Troy. 7-4, third place in the Miami Valley League Miami Division. Again, the second game of the day at the MLK Classic, is a good one. 51-47, Troy Christian leads Old Fort just over a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Anna got within 3 of Waynesville inside the last 90 seconds in our earlier broadcast here today, but Waynesville held on to win over Anna by a final tally of 65-58. The inauguration of the 35-second clock here at Fort Loramie, or I should say the experiment of the 35-second clock at this event, went well. Anna was stopped in 35 seconds midway in the first quarter of our earlier game, but it really didn't come into play the rest of the way. We're down to just over a half minute to go in this game, 51-47 still. Troy Christian over Old Fort. We'll return with more from the Fort Loramie MLK Classic in just a few minutes on scorersbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Hello, welcome back here to the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie, 53-48 in game two of the day. Troy Christian leads Old Fort by five, under 1.5 minute to go. We're prepping for game number three of this event, which will feature Troy and Minster. I'm joined by Jeremy Plyman alongside. Very interesting confrontation here in the third game, D1, D7. Both teams up and down. Troy, three games over 500, and Troy in recent seasons after 13 games, not usually over 500 in high school basketball. Minster, Jeremy, suffered a loss to Fort Recovery on Friday night. That was a surprise. Fell by 12. A little shuffling in the starting lineup for Coach McClurg's club here today. It's a team which gets the ball into Cole Albers often, sometimes maybe not often enough. Beckham Steffi has given this club a lift coming in off the bench. He's starting today. Troy's got a lot of speed. Seven young men averaging 8 points or better. I'm really curious to see how this plays out.
It'll be real interesting to see, like you said, Jack, how this plays out. Minster, we saw them the other week there against Bakkens. You know, I agree with you. Sometimes they just don't get it to Albers or don't get him in the right spots. You know, but here we are, two seniors. You got Cole McClurg and Cole Albers as seniors, and both those boys have been around for 4 years, and they've played a lot of varsity minutes. Sometimes it now becomes on your shoulders, you know, to, hey, let's get this ship righted, because right now it seems to be a little out of kelter for him.
Well, against Bodkins, Cole Albers was racing down the floor to the offensive end as quickly as he could to set up on the block. There were a few occasions he got shots in four-on-three situations in the paint area. And Minster trying to take advantage every way possible of his 6'8 size.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes in that rush, though, they kind of sometimes turned it over a little bit and missed an opportunity if they just take a chance and slow her down a little bit and find a way to get to him. So I'm sure Coach McClurg is looking to hopefully right the ship here a little bit on a Sunday morning against a Troy team, like you said, that has a very balanced kind of depth in there and balanced scoring and comes from a multitude of different places.
As you hinted, Minster at times needs to slow it down, alter the pace, get the feet under them at the offensive end, and run some effective sets and execute. And that falls on Cole McClurg. He's the quarterback out front.
Exactly right. And there ain't nobody who controls the pace more than your point guard does. And as a four-year point guard, you'd think Cole McClurg here is probably going to, you know, turn the reins over to him a little bit and try to get people to, you know, make sure we're getting the right people, the right looks at the right spot. Now, will the 35-second shot clock come into play today? It didn't much in the first two games, but and watching Waynesville, they get up and down the floor in a hurry. And Anna is probably the team in the area that has always been known to play with a higher pace anyways. Not so much with Minster and even Troy. If you look at their scores, not as high as what we were seeing out of Waynesville.
Cole McClurg, Beckham Steffi, Andrew Kettner, Carson Kaler, Cole Albers will more than likely comprise the starting five here for Minster today. I chatted with head coach Mike McClurg about 30 minutes ago, and that's what he indicated to me. That Troy has a plethora of scores. Malachi Hall leads the way, 11.3. Josh Murphy is at 9.6. Brady O'Leary is at 9.4. Cardell Winfield is at 9.2. Aiden Lewis is at 9.1. Ethane Atkins is at 6.7. And these clubs, or I should say these players, share the assist making. There's not really one who sticks out. Hall at just under three assists per game. Everybody else approaching two. The big rebounder on the club is Cardell Winfield. He by far and away is the one young man who crashes the boards. He is a 6'5 senior power forward. I don't know that Albers will guard him. He might. Going to be an interesting matchup. Albers played in the middle of the zone for Minster against Botkins in a recent game.
Yeah, he played in the middle of that zone, and it'll be real interesting to see how Troy is going to handle if Minster comes out and sits in that 2-3 zone. Now what are you going to do? You know, as we've seen there, they're very balanced in scoring. The other part with being balanced in scoring is who's your go-to guy? You know, if it gets late, who are you looking to go to if you're Troy? So sometimes it can be a great situation most of the time, but then when it gets late in the ballgame, who are you going to?
Troy participates in the Miami Valley League, Miami Division, where they are currently third behind Tippecanoe and Vandalia Butler. Tip overall is 9-1, Butler 10-3. Tip 9-0 in league play, Butler 10-2. Troy sits at 8-5 overall, 7-4 in the Miami Division of the MVL. Piqua and Greenville bring up the rear. Over on the Valley side, West Carrollton and Stebbins are 1-2. How about that? That's a change of pace. West Carrollton 9-3, Stebbins 9-3. Xenia 5-5 in the league. Sydney 2-10, 2-11 overall. Fairborn 2-10, 2-12 overall. Troy Trojans, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, have nipped Sydney in both outings this year. Troy Christian has just beaten Old Fort in a three-possession game. I think that's how it wound up. 65-58 was the score in game one. Waynesville topped Anna. We've got game three of the MLK Classic for you. A tip-off in 15 minutes. Minster and Troy, very interesting clash here today on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhart.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhartHomes.com. EisenHardt. For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. Jack Kramer, along with Jeremy Plyman. In between us, Derek Holding, who's engineering. Head coach Troy Trojans, Mark Hess. He was hired back in April of 2019, coming from Beaver Creek High School. And he has since led this Troy Trojans basketball club, focusing on skill development and competing harder in the MVL. He has emphasized attention to detail, as I noted, player development too, with the team consistently competing for division championships since he has been on the scene. He coached 5 years at Beaver Creek. Prior to that, several campaigns at Hilliard Darby. Mike McClurg, head man of Versailles, no stranger to most of our listeners. A Versailles High School graduate, went on to play basketball at Thomas More College in Northern Kentucky. Mike's been on board for 10 years at Minster, coached a number of seasons under Mike Lee, who was there at Minster for 23 years. So he got good tutoring under Coach Lee. Mike has been the head man for a decade at Minster. Those two men will match wits here today. Should be a fine game. Troy and Minster. Troy wants to hit it out and go. Minster did that pretty well against Bodkins 2 games ago. Struggled, though, in losing to Fort Recovery this past Friday night. Again, the first game today, Waynesville defeated Anna 65-58. Troy Christian downed Old Fort in game number 2. Both games were tight. Neither contest decided until the final 30 or 40 seconds. We'll return here to Fort Loramie in a few minutes. High school basketball upcoming. MLK Classic on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bodkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, Curlys Meats.com.
It is high school basketball on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. Troy Trojans and the Minster Wildcats upcoming. Minster has losses on the road at Wapakoneta by 27, at Delta St. John's by 20. Played St. Henry mighty tough at home at Minster, lost to St. Henry by 4. At that point, ran off 3 straight wins before losing to a very good Spencerville team away by 2 points. Then Minster was bounced at Versailles by 24 after beating Ottoville by 22 at home. The last couple outings, a 3-point win over Botkins and a 12-point loss to Fort Recovery this past Friday night. That setback Friday to Fort might very well be the low point of the year for Minster, which needs to rebound. We'll see how resilient the Wildcats are here today, Jeremy.
They are 7-6, but you read off the list of their losses are some of the top teams in the area when you start talking about Delta St. John's, St. Henry, Versailles, and Wapakoneta. So that is not a bunch of losses that you're like, oh, the one that hurts, the other night at Fort Recovery. A little questionable one what went on there, but we've seen some good teams go over to Fort Recovery and struggle over there a little bit. And when you get two rivals like that against each other, probably a lot of emotion in that game.
Well, that game was at Minster. That's what really puzzled me.
Oh, that's real puzzling.
That was a shocker. Minster losing to Fort Recovery. Not by 2 or 3, but by 12. Minster did beat Anna back on December 27th in a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster won that by 52-39 count. Has a home win over Allen East. Defeated Rushi on the road. Down the Raiders by 5, 54-49. And opened the campaign at Jackson Center beating the Tigers by 17. So it's been a roller coaster Jekyll and Hyde year for the Minster Wildcats so far. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, I think the one key building component is right there in the paint, in the middle of the floor. 6'5", Cardell Winfield for Troy. 6'8", Cole Albers for Minster. Who wins the battle between those two young men? Should be quite a duel in the post. Winfield, a big rebounder. He's pushing 10 rebounds a game. Albers at about 13. Albers averaging a little better than 15 and a half per outing. Winfield for this Troy team on the season is hitting right around double digits. He was averaging coming into the games this past weekend at 10. He's now at 9.2. Malachi Hall leads the team in scoring at 11.3. How well can Winfield defend Albers? A key building component of this game. They open the doors to success for both Troy and Minster. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Francis Schulze and Rushi, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, offers many services to vets and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282. And for more info on the web, go to ShelbyCountyVeterans.org or look us up on Facebook. You served our country, and we are here to serve you. We'll take a quick 90-second break or so, then return with starters. Minster Troy up next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Highest Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS, Inc.com.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Carson Taylor.
Both teams being introduced here at Fort Loramie High School. Troy to our left, Fort Loramie to the right, or I should say Minster to the right. Fort Loramie coming up in our next game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster, the home white, black numerals, orange and black piping. Troy, the road red, gray numbers outlined in white, some black T-shirts underneath the basketball unis on top. Minster, from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Troy, from left to right. And I tell you what, Winfield, the center, Jeremy, for Troy, he stands up there just about eye to eye with Cole Albers, doesn't he?
He might, either Cole's not 6'8 or he's not 6'5. One of those is going each way. It'll be interesting because we talked about them both in the post. They both run the floor extremely well, so it'll be interesting.
Yep, they sure do. Opening tip to start the game is won by Minster. It is Beckham Steffi deep in the left corner. Beckham Steffi gets the start in this game. And the ball is thrown to the post to Cole Albers. No, it's Cole McClurg who penetrated from the left flank, knifed into the paint, and made a nifty shot. That's Cole McClurg's specialty. He likes to dive into the middle of the floor and probe the lane. And Minster, right away after a made field goal, sets up in its patented zone, Jeremy.
It's going to be interesting how Troy will handle that, especially being on the shot clock here.
Over guarding foul, out 35 feet from the basket. Ticky-tacky one against McClurg.
The shot clock will reset there, Jack, on a foul.
Yep, sure does. Has several seconds at whittled off. The full 35 put back up on the clock above the basket at Troy's end. Trojans dribbling the ball out between the rings. It is O'Leary. O'Leary catches, gives it to Ethan Atkins. 25 feet away, it's dealt to Malachi Hall. Here's a good overplay by Beckham Steffi of Minster. He punches the ball into backcourt. Troy runs it down. Trojans still have possession. We played a minute 10. It's 2-0 in favor of Minster. Dribble drive into the lane by Troy, and a great dish off to the big man, Winfield. Fine pass, but Josh Murphy, as he sliced right through the Minster D and gave it up for an easy bucket. Here's Cole Albers in the paint area for Minster. Off balance, wild shot, underhanded, no good. Rebound Minster, thrown to McClurg on the arc. He drives, hands off in tight to Albers. Shot deflected. Rebounded Troy. Stolen midcourt by Minster. McClurg on the finish. Frenetic pace here at the start. 4-2, Minster. Troy countering, deep three, left corner. A long one, Murphy, way short. Rebound down to Beckham Steffi for Minster. 4-2, Wildcats. We played 2 minutes. Cole McClurg out high. Interesting matchup there. McClurg against Malachi Hall. Fadeaway shot banked by McClurg. Strong. Rebound down to Troy. The trailer up the floor is Winfield. He pitches it off on the play to Atkins, 25 feet away on the right to Hall. Into the post to Cardell Winfield. Little turnaround eight-footer, hits the back iron, and falls down right through. Soft touch.
Nice play there.
Tied at four. Here's Minster attacking quickly. Kettner in the right corner. Feeds Albers into the post. Head fake. Little short right-handed hook. Goes down. 6-4. Minster in the lead. And the Wildcats quickly intercept a Troy pass. 2-point lead. Minster 5-12. Left to go first quarter. McClurg to Albers. Albers at mid-range. On the arc to Steffi for a three. It's off the flange. No good. Flying through the air. And getting the rebound is Carson Kaler for Minster.
That's his second offensive rebound so far, Jack, after being inserted in the offensive line.
Football quarterback, extremely athletic. Timeout called. Minster, 4:54 left in the first. 6-4 Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Thank you so much, Provico in Botkins, P-R-O-V-I-C-O, Provico, 225 South Main in Botkins. They've got a very strong lawn and garden focus. A healthy home and garden, start with the right care. You'll find the products you need at Provico in Botkins at 225 South Main. More about Provico in a moment. We pick up the action, 4:45 to go here in the first quarter of play. Minster, after the timeout, quickly turned it over at its end. Troy has possession, chance to tie or take the lead.
Troy looks just a little bit uncomfortable with the zone. I would imagine at Division I, you don't see much zone.
And Albers in the middle at 6'8 makes the zone look even more menacing. Here's a long three-point try, pumped up there by Adkins of Troy. It's off the iron, no good. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Troy. Minster will bring it down, owning a two-point lead, 6-4. 4:20 left in the first. I know Bodkin stared at that zone with Albers in the middle and really didn't get a good look from 16 feet on end. Didn't get a shot when they didn't seem to be looking over or around Albers. They were always targeting right through his head.
He's a very imposing figure, that's for sure, as he gets the ball on the post, goes to his patented little half-hook shot right there and finishes over the top of Winfield.
Albers scoring in the middle for Minster. Troy comes right back with a long three ball from the right flank. It hits the heel, soars way up into the air, hits a cable above the basket, shot taken by Brady O'Leary. That's out of bounds to Minster. Yeah, Minster's zone made Bodkin so uncomfortable, the Trojans really didn't think they ever had a good shot unless it was a long three.
And they took enough of them that night. They ended up 4-for-29 from three that night.
Here's a tremendous drive to the basket and a backhanded layup by Cole McClurg. Boy, he split two Troy defenders. What a play by Cole. Blistering pace right down the middle of the floor. And Troy didn't slide over and shut him down. Minster's up 10-4. Troy's got the ball outside the arc in the right wing. It's Murphy. He goes cross court to the three-point shooter, and it's a bomb pumped in by Aiden Luis in off the bench, a 5'8 senior guard. Good-looking trifecta by Luis. 10-7 Minster. 3:04 left to go first quarter. McClurg tied up in the paint, gives it up, gets it back. McClurg has it punched away. Troy steals it side court. Ball lobbed ahead to Luis. There's Luis cutting to the rim. Good for two. Five straight points by Luis of Troy. And it's 10-9 Minster. 2:42 left in the first. And the Wildcats go down inside to Albers. Albers swirls with the left hand. The ball circles. The iron comes off. Stick back. Yes. Albers on the rebound.
Nice job sticking with it there. Cole Albers hasn't been real efficient on the block right now yet, but he's been able to get his offensive rebounds and get them put back in.
6 points for Cole, 12-9 Minster. Sloppy pass, Troy top of the circle, intercepted by McClurg. Outlet pass to a teammate, it's Parker Kerrigan. He leaks the other way and scores. Timeout Troy, Minster up 5, 14-9, 2:14 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
As we return to action, Troy tries a challenge shot in the lane. It is no good. Quite a few players in the paint area. Shot was contested. Rebound by Minster is missed. But Max Gifford, the 6'5 sophomore forward, is fouled, and he's awarded two free throws. First one is good. Second shot, a little strong. Back rim, front rim. Rebound, Albers. Minster up four, a minute 45 to go here in the first quarter. Beckham Steffi flips a pass right corner to Kerrigan. Back near side to Steffi. Did Troy get a piece of it? No, it goes out of bounds into the scorer's table. Touch last by Minster.
The 2-3 zone's giving Troy a little bit of fits here, Jack. They've got it extended out there a little bit, and they've had Minster's picked off three passes on the reversals so far. Troy doesn't have anybody. If they put somebody at the free throw line, there's buckets to be had there, I think.
Yeah, I'd agree. Here's Taylor Fancher now on the floor for Minster, which slaps the ball out of bounds over the end line. Troy will play it in. 1:25 to go in the first. 14-10 Minster leads. Playmaker is Hall. Gives it up deep right corner to teammate Josh Murphy, who sends it out back to Cardell Winfield, who airmails one into the corner, and it's knocked out of bounds by Minster. Down to 78 ticks on the clock remaining, first quarter, 14-10 Minster.
17 on the shot clock.
You're right, Jeremy. Let's see if it's a factor here. It's winding down to 10. Here's a baseline J by Winfield of Troy. Short, hit the ring, and Minster collected the rebound, up four, a minute to go in the first. Deep right corner with the basketball, Beckham Steffi. It is poked away from him from behind. Ball loose, head of the key, scrum for it. Bodies fly cross court into the scorer's table. Whose possession is it? Albers back on the court now for Minster. It's awarded to Troy.
They are letting them play out front, Jack. It is handsy, and people are diving on the floor all over the place out there.
It looks to me like the first ever Minster-Troy football game.
Exactly.
And let's see, we've got a wet spot on the floor being tended to by the official. 52 seconds remaining. Minster with a 4-point lead over Troy. And here come the Trojans to midcourt. Quarterback Ethan Adkins, 5'9 junior, gives it to Hall, to Adkins in the corner. Adkins swings it to Hall straight away. Now Luis, 25 feet out on the left. He scored five here in the first for Troy. Baseline left to a teammate, thrown into the lane to Cardell Winfield. Winfield spins, fades away, and hits a 16-footer. Long-range shot for the big man for Troy, and it's 14-12. Ball lobbed to Albers, baseline right, overplay by Troy, and then Troy from behind has to foul. Albers will get two at the stripe with 16.8 to go here in the first, and Minster in the lead by a count of 14-2. Biggest Minster bulge in the first quarter was 10-4. Free throws here for Albers. He's got three baskets so far in this game. McClurg's got the other three field goals for Troy. Shot is no good by Cole Albers as it slides off to the left.
good battle between Cole Albers and the big men Cardell Winfield for Troy here. Both players got 6 points on the game so far.
Winfield willing to pop out 12, 15 feet from the rim and shoot it. Second free throw by Albers hits the back iron, skies way up in the air, and bounds off a support high above the backboard. That's out of bounds to Troy, as Albers did not connect on either free throw. 14-12 Minster, 16.8 to go here in the first. Head coach Mark Hess of Troy up shouting instructions. Trojans bring it down to Luis. 11 to play. Shot clock is off. Left wing, high arching jump shot. Troy Trojans. It's a bomb. It's a three. O'Leary connected. 2 seconds left. Minster down the floor shooting left corner. It's Fancher. Strong. No good. Troy's only lead comes at the end of the quarter on a three-point field goal by O'Leary. 15-14, Troy over Minster after one on scorersbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Pay for grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, season supplies, and more. We at Provico and Botkins make it easy to grow and maintain a space that you are proud of. Our knowledgeable team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. We start the second quarter with Troy connecting on a long three. Josh Murphy matches the three-point shot made by O'Leary to end the first. Two straight threes by Troy, which leads in this game 18-14. Minster at the other end gets one, two, three shots in the paint from Albers, and the third one goes down. 18-16. Troy with a couple of threes in succession, overlapping the first and second quarter. Briefly had a four-point lead before the Albers field goal. 8 points for Cole. Here's Troy, deep right corner. Another trifecta is good. Ethan Atkins pours it in. And Jeremy, that's three straight three-point baskets by different players from Troy.
Now they're getting open in that corner when they start to reverse this, and they get a little diagonal pass, and we've got them opened up in the corner here.
21-16, Troy leads Minster by five. Boy, it's been a three-point parade for Troy here in the last minute and 10 seconds. O'Leary threw one in to end the first, two more threes to start the second. Minster once led 10-4. Here's Albers with a great feed. Low on the left of the cutting, McClure. He's undercut as he scores. Count the hoop and a chance for an add one for Cole McClure. Kind of surprised Cole McClure didn't play football. Boy, he looks like he can handle it.
He's thick, isn't he?
Yep.
Nice player. Nice back door cut there. Albers gets the ball at the top of the key right there at the elbow. Turned around. Cole McClure goes back door. He's going to get the and one opportunity for the and one right here.
21-18. Troy leads by three. Foul shot by McClure. Much too long. Could tell that when he released. Rebound down to Troy. Barreling down the near side of the floor is Josh Murphy. He's right in front of the scores table. Over guarding by Minster, it's on McClure, who picked up a foul in the first 30 seconds of the game, and he gets one right here. That's two on Cole. He's got to watch it.
As a senior, though, you would expect you know, Coach McClurg leaving him out there, you can figure this deal out of how you can go through this.
Troy leads by 3, 21-18, 6.5 to go here in the second quarter. On the bounce, it's Murphy to O'Leary. Outside the arc on the right to Luis. Minster still zoning. Cole Albers in the middle. Here's a drive into the lane, and the ball is slapped free, stolen by Minster. Here's Cole McClurg running at 60 feet down the floor, laying it up and in. Cole McClurg got the loose ball, took it the other direction for a bucket. 21-20, Troy up one.
McClurg's got 10 on the game so far.
Here is Troy out of control. Into the paint, it's Murphy. Hands off to a teammate in the left corner. It is O'Leary who shoots the three short off the rim. Rebound, Minster. 21-20, Troy. 5:50 left, second quarter. Taking charge, Cole McClurg. Right down the right side of the paint on the baseline. He pivots, shoots, in and out. Rebound to Troy. Tough luck there for McClurg. Deep right corner, Troy has it. Straight away three ball by the Trojans. Online by Murphy, but a little heavy. Long board to McClurg. Quickly down the floor to Steffi. Whips a pass for Kettner. Intercepted by Troy. We go the other way. It's a track meet. Here's Luis, top of the circle for Troy. Gives it off in the corner to O'Leary. Bad pass, deflected, picked off Minster.
Without having anybody in the middle of that zone for Troy, it's really letting Minster kind of match up a little bit, and it's causing them issues.
Here is McClurg, 25 feet away from Minster. Handcuffed with the defense. He drives into the lane, tries to make an awkward hook pass to Albers. It's stuffed, but Troy, now a loose ball. What's been called?
Jump ball.
And we go to the arrow, which enables Minster to keep it. 4:51 left, second quarter, 21-20, Troy. Minster will throw in baseline left. It's McClurg. Albers gets a breather. Fancher back in for Minster. Kettner's on the floor, along with Kaler, Steffi. Ball entered all the way into backcourt, where it's tracked down by Andrew Kettner. That is Steffi, 25 feet away. The southpaw dribbles, picks up his dribble. Coming out to catch is Kaler. And there is a shot clock violation, which overlapped the out-of-bounds play, which kind of confused everybody, I think.
Because it didn't change possession, and since it stayed at Minster, that did not reset on the shot clock.
And it caught us here at the announcer's row a little off guard. Minster surprised for sure. Here's a long three by Troy out of the left corner. Luis is way short. Rebound caught below the basket by Minster, which is down by one with 4:20 left to go in the second quarter. McClurg dribbles between his legs, goes foul line, leaves it right corner for a teammate. Kettner's three skins off the rim, no good. And we got a rebounding foul against Troy on a push. Cole Albers checking back in for Minster with 4:11 to go here in the second quarter. And it's 21-20, Troy in the lead by a point. Baseline left of the basket. The ball will be inbounded by the Minster Wildcats.
Winfield back in the game. The matchup that we've seen really good so far is Winfield versus Albers inside the post. Both of them got real nice moves down there, Jack.
Parker Kerrigan on the floor for Minster. Substitution there. Here is McClurg on a weave, top of the circle. Gives it to Kerrigan, back to McClurg.
Nice.
Oh, his man leaves him, and McClurg pivots and shovels from down around his knees, up and in. Athletic play by McClurg to give Minster a one-point lead, 22-21. 3:50 left here in the second. Here is Troy, pitch and catch on the arc with the ball, O'Leary. Foul line to Winfield. Line drive turnaround shot hits the rim and deflects right to Minster's McClurg. Cherry picking other direction for Minster is Parker Kerrigan. He blew the first one, got the rebound back and made the chippy, and it's 24-21 Minster. This game being played in hot and cold streaks. Right now Minster has the warm shooting touch. 3:15 left in the second. Here's Josh Murphy on the bounce, goes right side to Luis. Luis dribbles with the left hand. gives it up 25 feet away to a teammate who drives the paint area. Ball lofted in the air by a new player on the floor for the Trojans. No, my mistake, that's O'Leary. I misread the number. O'Leary got a shot to drop. It hit the rim. Backboard went through to make it 24-23. Minster's lead shaved to one. Timeout called. Second quarter. 3:01 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
So many thanks to Fox Supply in Minster. Fine sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. Fox Supply, a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes, and we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Turnover by Minster. A long, quick three by Troy. Deflects off the iron, ricochets out of bounds in the corner. Minster will bring it down with 2:36 to go in the second quarter. Minster on top by a point at 24-23.
Murphy there tried to get the call on a three-pointer with somebody in it kind of pushing at him. You're not going to get that call up this way. You might get it down in the Troy and Sydney area, but you're not getting that over here, Jack.
Oh, here's Kettner at the foul line for Minster. What a fine feed to the post to Cole Albers. He's got the defender on his rump, and he spins with the right hand and drops in a short hook. Minster on top of three. 2:08 to go, second quarter. 26-23 Wildcats. Shake and bake move, top of the circle for O'Leary. Now gives it off to Luis for Troy. Near side pass to Atkins, open three-point territory. Off the heel, strong. Long rebound, though, Troy retains the ball. Luis to midcourt. Shot clock resets, 25 seconds. Ball thrown, elbow right. It's Atkins, picks up his dribble. On the arc to Luis, faked one man out. Stepped closer to the three-point line and swished it. Still a three. He was 2.5 steps behind the arc at one point. Got within one stride from the three-point line and sank it to make it a 26-all tie. 1:20 left, second quarter. Boy, we've had three good games here at the MLK Classic today. Albers on the post. Gives it up deep right corner. Long jump shot fired by Minster. It's good. Carson Kaler, the left-hander, the southpaw, drilled one in as Minster spread the ball around. 29-26 Wildcats. 56 seconds to go in the second quarter. Dribbling down the right side of the lane goes Atkins for Troy. Gives it up on top to O'Leary. Then a no-look pass near side to Malachi Hall. And they weren't reading each other's minds.
Cole McClurg coming back in, has two fouls. They're going to bring him back in since they're on offense now. Cole's got 12 points on the game so far.
He's got 12. 10 points for Cole Albers. That's 22 of Minster's 29. 35 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's Albers with the ball low on the left. And they maneuver toward the paint area. Troy can't guard him as the shot is released by Albers, well off the mark, that he's hacked up on the arm, and he will be awarded two free ones.
They're getting the ball in the post to him. We talked about a little bit of inconsistencies of keeping him involved in the game. They're keeping him lively involved in the game today.
Three Minster players have got these neon-colored orange sneakers. I like them. Boy, you can spot them a mile away. A couple of players for Troy of the neon light green sneakers. Free throw by Albers is good. 30-26 Minster. Second free throw, Cole. High arch in the air, lift the rim out to the left. Troy with the rebound. Half minute to go here in the second quarter. Minster by four. out of the right corner, open three-point shooter, Luis. He's got it.
Three of them now on the game for Luis.
Luis with fine shooting. Minster by one, 30-29. Minster down the floor in front of the Troy bench, and a Wildcat player stepped out. 17 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Troy with a chance to grab the lead before intermission. Here's Malachi Hall, 40 feet away. Mancher on him. Hall on a weave. Gives it up to O'Leary. O'Leary to the three-point shooter, Murphy. It's in the air with 2 seconds left. Bangs off the rim. Rebound, Albers. Halftime here at the Fort Loramie MLK Classic. Game number 3 of the day. Minster 30 and Troy 29. And don't forget Fox Supply in Minster, continuing to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply in Minster for 50 years, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and to raise families. Hey, the Sydney Frisches has never left. It's still there going strong on Michigan Avenue, west of I-75. Enjoy those fabulous Frisches favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. Oh, that delicious and piping hot chili and vegetable soup, crispy onion rings, the original fish sandwich, the iconic Big Boy. Don't forget the Frisch's Breakfast Bar, open from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays. And Frisch's in Sydney is open till 10 every single night. More popular than ever is Frisch's new dinner menu. It features spaghetti, whitefish, chicken pot pie, and meatloaf. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. So many thanks to production support in Rushi, providing customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. We offer assembly and warehousing, too. We produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. Production support at Rushi, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check the website, productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast and the many schools and athletic programs in the region it follows with online coverage. Production support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service at Production Support. Your job is in the bag. We'll take a look at halftime scoring totals in a few minutes when we come back. Minster 30, Troy 29, third game of 3 here today at the MLK Classic. First game, Waynesville defeated Annaba 7, and then in the second game, it was Troy Christian, a close winner over Old Fort. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
You can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, welcome back here to the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer at Mike's side, along with Jeremy Plyman, Derek Holding Engineering in between us. 30-29, Minster by one over Troy. Third straight nip and tuck close game here today at the MLK event here at Fort Loramie. Very good high school basketball, Jeremy. Let's take a look at the scoring. Two players dominate for the Minster Wildcats.
We're going to start off with Troy Trojans here. They're down 30-29. They're led by Aiden Luis, who has 11. 6 points from Cardell Winfield. Then they have 5 from Brady O'Leary, 3 from Ethan Atkins, 3 from Josh Murphy, and 1 from Max Gifford. Luis has 3 three-pointers. The team has 6 on the half. Whew. For the Minster Wildcats, they're led by Cole McClurg with 12, Cole Albers with 11, Parker Kerrigan with 4, and Carson Kaler has a 3-pointer in the corner in the second quarter.
And Minster is up 1-30-29, seesaw game. It's been a contest of short runs for both sides. Minster emerging with a 1-point bulge heading into the third.
Troy living off the 3 out there against this 2-3 zone. Yep. On the other hand, Minster, let's get to the rim, either get it to the post, Cole Albers or Cole McClurg getting in there and causing all kinds of trouble. We talked in the pregame, when do your seniors start to step up that have been around a while? The two Coles are getting it done right now.
And it's cold outside.
Yes, it is.
And it's cold on the inside.
Yes, it is. Cole Albers heading to Hillsdale, which I'll give a little shout-out to the Tiffin Dragons. Jacob Plyman's Tiffin Dragons knocked off the Hillsdale Chargers yesterday at home in Tiffin in the Great West Midwest Athletic Conference.
All righty. Thanks for that scoring update. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction and Botkins, Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Minster up 1 at the break. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Bakken's, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, the third quarter of this game is off and running. Ethan Atkins drains in yet another Troy three. And then Cole McClurg finds a crease down the right side of the lane for Minster. And he barges into the paint area and flips in a shot, kissed one in off the window. And it's a 32-32 tie. Here's Troy going to the well again. Three-pointer, no good. Long rebound, Troy. A drive into the lane by Atkins. Knocked away by Albers. Albers steals down the floor to Steffi. Steffi on the loose along the baseline. Throws to Kettner, opposite corner. Shoots the high archer, short off the rim. Rebound down to Troy. Here comes O'Leary up the floor into the paint area. Taken away, blocked by Albers. Two on two. Albers to Steffi. Steffi against Malachi Hall, and Hall blocks it and steals it. Back the other way, leaking out toward the basket. Catching on the run and scoring on the play is Josh Murphy for Troy to give the Trojans a two-point lead, 34-32, a frenetic pace to start the second half.
We're getting up and down the floor, and we're trying to get to the rim. Whew. The refs called a delay of game there on the ball going out, but they might have needed a quick blow because they were getting up and down the floor in a hurry.
Action fast and furious. Here's Albers' foul line. Dumps it down low to McClurg. He posts up, spins, bank shot. Good! And a foul on Troy. Three-point chance, an add one for McClurg. Sparkling game for Cole McClurg. We said in the pregame, Jeremy, he needed to take the reins and run this show against Troy, and he's done just that here this afternoon.
Went a little high-low there. They pulled Albers out. Albers found McClurg, let him slip in there and post. He gets the three-point play there old-fashioned way.
35-34, free throw converted by McClurg. One-point lead, Minster. 2 minutes played, third quarter. Here is Troy in the post. It's Cardell Winfield. Bad pass to the arc, stolen by Steffi. Two-on-one break.
Great
Steffi,
break.
Woo, Steffi gave it up, got it back from Kettner, and Steffi scored. That was brilliant. 37-34. Minster in the lead, but three. 5:44 to go, third quarter. Malachi Hall, top of the circle for Troy. Hand off to Ethan Atkins. He deals back to Hall. Atkins, foul stripe, double team. Ball thrown right corner for Troy. Going baseline is the jump shooter. And hitting around the edge of the backboard is Murphy. Wow, somehow or other, that ball curved around the glass and went in.
Four on the quarter for Murphy here quickly. in the first 3 minutes.
Uh-oh, steal. Malachi Hall ripped it away from McClurg, and he bolts the other direction. Driving layup, unmolested, is good. And it's 38-37 Troy, which scores four quick ones. Here is McClurg, baseline right for Minster. Out of control, falls down, taken away by Troy. Quickly down the floor to Hall. Hand off to Winfield in the lane. Shot no good. Stick back once, twice. A foul coming up against Minster. Free throws for Troy. 38-37. Troy in the lead. I'll tell you what, the Troy Trojans are exceedingly quick when they want to be.
When they want to get up and down the floor, they get there in a hurry. You notice here to start the second half, they're getting somebody in the top of that lane there against this zone in that little dead spot. A couple times Murphy's come from out of there to shoot the three. Just putting him in there and threatening has opened up that flow a little bit on the 2-3 zone.
Solomon Plaisier, spelled Plaiser, a 5'11 junior, was the man fouled seconds ago for Troy, and he misfired twice at the stripe. And Minster garners the rebound. Plaisier had the rebound shot. It wouldn't go. He was tagged on the arm in the act of shooting, but did not convert either free throw. 1 point lead, Troy. McClurg, deep right corner. Dominic Meyer is entered for Minster. Gives it up top in the circle to Kaler. Into the lane to Albers. Oh, what a great move by Cole. Nice agility, twisting, turning. Little half hook, 7-footer right in front.
Albers loves to come back over that left shoulder with that little hook shot.
39-38 Minster, half the fourth quarter gone. Atkins right side. Gives it up near side to Murphy on the arc. Minster still zoning. Albers mans the paint. 25 feet out of the left, it's Murphy. Lobs a pass down to the baseline. Popped up in the air by Albers. And it is stolen by Minster. Stolen right back, though, by Troy. Troy right to left. Into the lane. Euro step Trojans. And then Atkins throws it out of bounds. Could have been a walk prior. Turnover. Minster ball up one. 3:41 to go in the third. It has been a very good basketball game. Minster once led 10-4, 6-point lead early. That's the biggest margin in this contest. Another overplay by Troy. Minster sloppy on the passing, knocked away by the Trojans. Quickly down the floor, long three, sized up by Atkins. Short, rebound Minster.
I felt a little rushed. They had a good chance. They've been good getting inside the paint and taking their time. That felt a little rushed right there by the Trojans.
It was hasty for certain. Here's Albers in the post on the arc to Beckham Steffi. He uncorks a three. It glances off the rim. Long rebound to Dominic Meyer of Minster. He powers into the lane. Shot blocked out of bounds by Troy. Boy, Troy's defensive intensity has really picked up.
You go in the lane, you better be strong with the basketball right now because they're letting things go.
1 point lead, Minster 39-38. 2:58 to go, third quarter. Here's McClurg, 25 feet away. Screen set by Minster. Foul Troy, which fought through it.
That's kind of been going on down there a little bit. You were wondering how long they were going to let that action go on.
Substitution, Minster. Parker Kerrigan in. Carson Kaler out. Here's McClurg. Long baseball pass into backcourt to Dominic Meyer. Meyer gives it up at the center stripe to McClurg. And a pass attempt by Minster batted out of bounds by Troy. Seems to be a Trojan everywhere right now.
They're doing that. They've kind of extended themselves out there a little bit. And right now, Minster's having a little bit of a hard time unless they get the ball on the block to the big guy.
Albers has it 10 feet away, double teamed. Hand off to Beckham Steffi. He dips down below the foul line and sinks a short jump shot. Beckham Steffi for two. Minster ahead by three, 41-38. 2:28 to go here in the third quarter. Malachi Hall down the right side to Luis. To Hall. Goes into the paint area to a teammate. Turnaround J by Ethan Atkins. Rim, backboard, rim, and off. Rebound Minster. Up the floor, McClurg, top of the circle. Screening is Albers. He goes to Beckham Steffi in the left corner. Baseline drive. Steffi handcuffed and fouled as he went up for a shot below the basket. Two free ones coming for Beckham Steffi. 41-38, Minster by three. 2:04 left here in the third quarter.
They're not going to call that on the shot, I don't think. They're calling it on the floor.
Must have been a shove in the back on the drive before Steffi left his feet. Baseline right of the rim. McClurg will inbound for Troy, or I should say for Minster. Fires that back to Meyer, now to Albers, high right. McClurg gets the pass down inside. He posts up, flips it up on the back iron. Soft touch. It's good. McClurg. Dazzling game for him, 17, 43-38. Minster opens up a five-point cushion.
McClurg just a little bit too much for Luis down there on the block when they get him in the post.
Deep right corner, Troy handles, trailing by five. Minster's biggest lead was six. Here's a long three by Brady O'Leary. That was nearly a 30-footer. Short, no good. Rebound, McClurg. McClurg takes it midcourt all the way down the lane. Missed the shot, no good. Stick back is good. Wow, big hoop. Parker Kerrigan. Offensive board work for Minster, which is up seven. 77 seconds to go, third quarter. Minster 45, Troy 38 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Oh, thank you, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We will style, you will smile at Cutaway Styling Salon, 40 years in business. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo, stylist Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience and your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Out of the timeout, Troy tries a long three. It's gunned by Murphy. No good off the heel. Long, high rebound to McClure. Down the floor to Albers. Albers backpedals and walks in the lane. Good call by the referee.
On this end down here defensively for Minster, done a great job on Hall. He's their leading scorer. He's got 2 points on the game, Jack.
Isn't that amazing, the job that Minster has done on him? He's rarely touched it.
Yeah, he hasn't really even gotten his hands on the ball much. He had that one leak out for a layup, and other than that, nothing.
But give Troy credit. Fine, well-rounded scoring. It's a deep team. Drive into the lane by Troy, blocked by Albers. Lead out down the floor to McClurg. Look at him go. Darts to the rim and scores. Minster up nine. Biggest spread of the game. Here's a running one-hander by Troy. Looped in the lane by Hall. Oh, there's a lid on it for him. It rolled in and out. No good. Rebounded down the floor. Beckham Steffi hits the trailer. Diving to the rim. It's Kerrigan for two. Minster on a run out to close the third quarter. 49-38 Wildcats. Here's Troy dribbling below the basket. Pass intercepted by Beckham Steffi. Down the floor to Albers. Albers left corner Jay. Three-pointer. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Cole Albers beat the buzzer. 52-38. Albers and McClurg can do no wrong. Good help off the bench. 35 points between the two Coles. Minster leads by 14 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Minster with a string of points to close out the third quarter. Gets the ball to begin the fourth, up 14, 52-38. Great games being turned in by Cole Albers, 16, Cole McClurg, 19. And good help off the bench as well. Here is Minster inbounding. High left with his back to the basketball. Caught by Kaler. He is fouled. 7:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. What a flurry of points, Jeremy, by Minster, which defended really well, ran the floor well, got the ball inside. Albers closed out the third quarter with a bomb.
7 points in the last minute and 17 seconds there for the Minster Wildcats. Finished with Cole Albers knocking down the three. But Cole McClurg running the show there. 21 on the day so far. 9 in the third quarter.
Off-balance shot in the lane by Minster to start the fourth. It's no good. Rebound down to Troy's Hall. Hall, being frustrated by this Minster defense, slid down the left side of the lane and made a gambling pass to the other side of the paint below the rim, and it was way off the mark. Minster ball.
They looked like they knew he wanted to at least shoot the ball or do something, and they weren't letting him have any part of that lane. Nice job by the Minster defense there in transition.
Here is Beckham Steffi. Hooks it to Kettner. Kettner to McClurg. 17 feet away. On top to Albers. Albers thought about launching the three. Back to McClurg. They clear out for Cole. Cole darts down the right side of the lane, shoots it up, no good. Rebound, Albers missed it, but a foul on Troy.
The two Coles just making a living in the paint right now today.
Yeah, a lot of clear outs now for Cole McClurg. He's been posting up some. And he isolates in one side of the floor, one-on-one. And then if Troy slides over to help, McClurg dumps it down inside to Albers, who's at the stripe for two right here. Shot's up and good, and it's 53-38.
Coach McClurg brought in the two sophomores and switched that starting lineup around a little bit. It puts them a little bit more on the outside, and it has let this a little, it's given an advantage to Cole McClurg on the post down there, because normally he's coming from the point guard position for this.
Yep. One of two at the free throw line for Albers. It's 53-38 Minster. Wildcats profiting from a red-hot streak at the end of the third quarter. And Troy now is making a lot of poor passes. Here's another one picked off on the play by Kettner. And Kettner's on the run. He races to the basket from the left flank, and he's fouled on the shot near the rim. And he's got two.
Minster's been awfully good everywhere today, except they've kind of struggled at the free throw line a little bit, Jack. Right now they're three for seven on the game.
4 for 8 as Kettner sinks it. Troy has lost its mojo in the last 3 or 4 minutes of game time. And Minster's in command, up 16, 54-38, 55-38. Both foul shots by Kettner are good. 6 minutes, 35 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Here is Luis. He throws it cross court on the play to Hall. Hall to Atkins. Whistle blows near side of the court. Foul against Troy. It's common. Or I should say against Minster, it's common. And Troy will throw in. Atkins into backcourt. Gives it up to Murphy. Well, Troy needs baskets and stops. Down by 17. It got away from the Trojans in a flash. Atkins on the right side of the lane. Shut off by Albers. Can't shoot. Top of the circle, Luis. Luis is doubled up. Dribbles behind his back. Can't get free. Great defense here by Minster. Shot clock down to 7. Here's a long 3. 26-footer by Troy. Woo! It is good. Josh Murphy jettisoned up a long one. It was airborne for a while. Came down and rattled through.
His second one on the day. He's got 11 or 10 on the day.
How many threes for Troy in this game, Jeremy? Quite a few.
That is number 8 on the game for the Troy Trojans. The problem is they're not getting inside. Now they're not even making an attempt to try to get into the paint. Early in the game, they were getting in there and then kicking out for a 3. Now they're just kind of kicking it around the outside. But yeah. Minster's defense is causing all kinds of issues.
And Troy just forced a Minster miscue. Troy brings it down the floor. Atkins to Murphy. Out back to Atkins. 14-point lead, Minster. 5:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Murphy, 25 feet away, hands it off to a teammate. It is Atkins right back to Murphy. Murphy unloads another bomb. Bullseye. 55-44. Troy trims the deficit to 11, and Minster gets a timeout with 5:13 to go in the game. Wildcats up 55-44. Proud sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. And don't forget, Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie, has got your favorites. The Happy Pies, Winner's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, south end of Fort Loramie. And we welcome in the new smoothie machine. You'll love it at the Schaefer Market. And at the north end of town, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. We've got those convenient grab-and-go options for you at the Schaefer drive-thru. And Schaefer Market Cold Sub is available at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly the North Loramie drive-thru. Don't forget to stop by today. See all the new items at Schaefer Market as well as your old favorites. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, in Fort Loramie. 5:10 left to go, fourth quarter. Albers fouled in the act of shooting for Minster. He makes a free throw, misses one. Long rebound, Kettner on the arc to McClurg. He airballs a shot to the left of the rim. Minster with a save below the basket. Ball ricochets into the right corner. And guess what? After being pinballed all around, McClurg gathers it. Throws opposite to the three-point shooter, Kettner. Strong, weak side rebound. It is a foul on Minster. Troy will throw in. Down by 12, 56-44, 4:48 to go. Tell you what, Jeremy, 12 points, that's 4 Troy threes.
And they're going to shoot them, that's for sure. Yep. Minster on this end hustling, just creating extra shots and extra possessions. Just outworking Troy on that end right now.
Here is the pass to Troy's Atkins, top of the circle. He sneaks into the lane, 12-footer, off to the left, no good. Rebound, Minster, down to McClurg. Troy needed that possession, didn't convert. McClurg at the timeline. He's being jostled. No foul called. McClurg into the lane, tries to go cross court with a pass. Popped up in the air by Troy. Regathered by Minster. On the arc to Albers. He fires up a long three. It hits the backboard rim, comes off. Minster tracks down the rebound. And we got a foul away from the ball against Troy.
A little frustration foul there from Troy as Minster's grabbed multiple offensive rebounds now lately.
And a lot happened there. No points, but Albers was bumped in the melee. Scramble top of the circle. Albers got sandwiched. He's at the stripe. Five fouls on Troy. Two free throws, Albers. The first is good. Minster 57, Troy 44. 4:10 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Cole 4-for-9 from the free throw line right now.
Second shot for Albers. Scoreboard has got the two Coles, McClurg and Albers, with 19 each. I don't know if that's correct, Charlie.
I don't think it is. I've got Cole at I got Cole McClurg at 21, and Cole Albers now at 20.
Free throw good by Albers. Second shot was nailed by him. 4 minutes to go in the game, 58-44 Minster. Here's Malachi Hall down the right side, handoff to Luis. A long triple, it hits the back flange, caroms over the corner. Kettner's got it for Minster.
Luis hasn't hit a three since early in the second quarter. He has three of them on the game, but struggled since then.
McClurg, top of the circle, hits Kettner, right flank, drives, blocked away by Troy. Loose ball picked up by Albers. Albers mid-post, cross-court to Kettner. Shot clock at 10. Near side, it's Albers. Albers starts to drive. Twisting, moving to the lane. Awkward fadeaway, short. No good rebound, Troy. Long lead out down the floor to Atkins. Atkins into the paint area. Tipped away by Minster. Another deflection, Wildcats. Long pass down the floor to the Wildcats. Carson Kaler, who makes the driving lefty. Another steal by Minster. As Troy coughed it up, quickly down the floor, McClurg laid one off the backboard, no good. Kettner tried to follow with a leaping jam on the rebound, and he was banged from behind, and he'll get two shots. Minster up 16. This game out of control right now. 2:56 to go. The pace is crazy frenetic. And Kettner's got a pair of shots at the stripe for the Wildcats, who are shooting free throws here for their biggest lead. Kettner is shy of the mark. No.
McClurg knew he had his regional qualifying high jump jumper coming behind. He threw one off the backboard.
Yep. Here is Kettner shooting again for Minster. A little short, but caught the front rim, crawled over. Nudge the backboard and fell in. 61-44 Minster. 2:52 to go in the fourth. Minster with a great bust out to end the third quarter in the final 2 minutes to spring a big lead and seemingly pull away over Troy. Trojans had the ball baseline left. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Minster. 2:38 to go in the game.
Change we didn't talk about here in the last 2 minutes. Minster went man, Jack.
Here is Troy inbounding. Long three by Atkins. Way short, no good. And McClurg snarfed up the rebound for the Wildcats. He streaks down the right side. Enters the paint. Hangs onto that ball for dear life. Knew he would get contact. He did. He was thrown to the ground. Shot was no good. But he's got two free ones coming.
They were bumping him from half court.
Tell you what, Troy has been physical in this game, but Minster has responded and has been physical right back, plus some more.
Troy's been real physical out front here, but when it gets in the post, they don't want anything to do with Albers and McClurg are down there. Just been too strong,
yep,
too physical on the block for them to handle.
You're exactly right. Free throw by McClurg is up, and I think he made the first, missed the second. Rebound punched in the air. Albers got it. Short hook shot, no good. Troy to midcourt, and the Trojans cough up the ball again. Boy, a slew of second-half turnovers for the Trojans. Long three by Kettner. Sprays off the iron. Rebound down to Troy, trailing by 18. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Ball thrown to midcourt. Handled there on the play by O'Leary. Now to Luis. He gets a screen. Foul line J, Robert Luis. Off the heel, he goes to the floor, pushed while shooting. He's got a couple shots coming.
Luis had 11 points in the first 12 minutes of the ball game and hasn't scored since then. Not sure he's taken a shot since then.
He has been a marked man since that hot streak. A couple of free throws here for Luis, spelled L-U-I-S. Shot's good, 62-45, Minster. Hey, Woody's at Kayville. Oh, is it popular? Woody's Diner in Kettlersville. Route 274 east of 29. Breakfast 7 to 10:30, Wednesday to Sunday. Oh, they've got that Lake Monster breakfast. Ash browns and eggs smothered in gravy. Luis notches a second free one. And it's 62-46. The lead for Minster, 16. 1:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Minster, Steffi, top of the circle. Here comes the double team. He gives it up on the play to Kerrigan. Kerrigan finds an open man in the lane. It's Fancher. He drives, banks it off the backboard and through. It rolled around and around like a top. Nifty move by Fancher in off the bench for Minster. Troy with a driving layup too hard. And Minster garners the rebound, leading by 18, 64-46. Real good play by Parker Kerrigan and Carson Kaler. They have filled out their roles quite nicely in this contest for Minster, which makes an errant pass. Troy on the steal, 58 seconds to go. 64-46 Minster. Good entry pass, top of the circle by Malachi Hall into the paint to Max Gifford. The 6'5 sophomore drops in a medium length bank shot to make it 64-48 with 40 seconds left. Double team Troy, far side of the floor, steal by Adkins, tried to alley-oop for Gifford. Minster broke it up. Troy got it back. 26 seconds to go in the game. Here's Malachi Hall. That's been a story. He has been held in check by Minster's defense. Luis with a long three. No good. Final 15 seconds will run off the clock. Minster 64, Troy 48. Story of the game, McClurg and Albers for Minster. Good supporting roles by everybody else in the Wildcats who performed a fine team game here today. Troy was hot for a couple of quarters shooting the three, cooled off. Minster with a big bust out to end the third period and forge a double-digit lead that the Wildcats never gave up to win the 16. As I was saying a few minutes ago, Woody's at Kayville in Kettlersville, Route 274 east of 29, features 4 p.m. dinner specials, 95-cent wings on Mondays, barbecue ribs and chicken on Thursdays, prime rib on Saturdays, and more. Don't forget daily lunch plates. Customers love those delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's at Kayville, located in Kettlersville. It's your classic go-to spot for any meal of the day. The restaurant truly captures the essence of what a local eatery should be. Oh, yes, you can order piping hot pizza and hearty hamburgers, too. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274. The one diner that's well worth the drive. Come hungry, leave happy. At Woody's at Kayville, located on 274 east of 29, about 2.5 miles east, or I should say west of I-75 on Route 274. 64-48, Minster over Troy in Game 3. We'll return with more from the Fort Loramie MLK Classic when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
Minster 64, Troy 48, final score of Game 3 here today at the MLK Classic. It's our second broadcast, third broadcast upcoming at Fort Loramie against Cincinnati Country Day. Jeremy, a look at the scoring. Minster, phenomenal games from Cole Albers, Cole McClurg, supporting cast was solid, fundamentally very good, pulled away to thump Troy by 16. Take a look at the scorebook.
For the Troy Trojans, they were led in the scoring by Aiden Luis, who had 3 3-pointers for a total of 13 points. Max Gifford had 3. Brady O'Leary had 5. Cardell Winford had 6. Ethan Atkins had 6. Malachi Hall was held to 2 points, and Josh Murphy had 13. For the victorious Minster Wildcats, they were led by Cole McClurg, 22 points. And then Cole Albers had 20. In a supporting role, Parker Kerrigan had 8. Beckham Steppy had 4. And Carson Kaler had 5. And Andrew Kettner had 3.
And who are our Sour Mugs stars of this game?
For the Troy Trojans, we're going to go with Josh Murphy, who had 3 3-pointers for a total of 13. And for the victorious Minster Wildcats, we talked about it in the pregame, point guards. Control the pace. Let's control the game. As a senior, Cole McClurg stepped up today. 22 points. That doesn't tell the whole story, though. He was great in controlling that offense and being the quarterback out there today. 22 points and probably a good 5 or 6 assists as well.
Yeah, McClurg was extraordinarily good. That's for certain. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Sour Mugs in West Milton and in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue.